This is KZSU Stanford.
Oh, like no one I've ever loved. Got a mind of own, and I have to say, I believe I like it that way. Ooh, I love that woman. Yeah, I do, yeah, I do. Let me tell you why I love her so. She give me everything I want, and then she give me a little more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. She give me everything I want, and then she give me a little more. She knows what I like and knows what I don't. She knows when I will and knows when I won't. I swear sometimes she knows what I think. She knows when I am and knows when I ain't. Ooh, I love that woman. Yeah, I do, yeah, I do. Let me tell you why I love her so. She give me everything I want, and then she give me a little more, a little bit 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 more, and a little bit more. She gave me everything I want, and then she gave me a little more.
A little bit more. you mean, baby, hey, that it's all my fault. You've been coming home late at night. Your dress is a mess and a smile on your mouth. So tell me what you mean, baby, that it's all my fault. Oh, tell me what you mean. Baby, tell me what you mean.
Put that one on number three. That was Dennis Geyer, or Denny Geyer, as he likes to be called. But on the cover of this record, it's Dennis Geyer.
Yeah.
But you prefer Denny? And well, off of a couple of your CDs under your name, right?
Yeah. Well, professionally, a lot of people have called me Dennis, and I put Dennis on my CDs and everything, but my friends kind of call me Denny. It's like Dennis always sounds like my mother's mad at me.
Like the Menace.
Dennis.
That kid next door.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, professionally, I have been known as Dennis or Denny, either one. You know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. So we've been hearing from your CDs, which you put out yourself.
Yeah.
One is called Fall in Love, Then Try Falling Out.
Right.
The other one's called Souvenirs of Time. Is it?
Yeah.
And how many are there? I'm looking at three here.
I got three of them. A new one that came out a year and a half ago, and we'll play a couple tracks off of that because that's where I did a duet with Queen Ida.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And what we want to do now also is air out some of these great stories we've been talking about all week on the phone. I'd call you up to check in for 5 minutes, and we talk for 2 hours.
I know.
These are amazing stories. At age 16 or 18. You went to see Muddy Waters three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And that was, it was 66, the year before he got his first white guy in the band. So this was the all-black band with Otis Spann. And
yeah.
I assume probably Sammy Lawhorn on guitar.
Sammy Lawhorn, and Francis Clay was playing drums.
Oh,
and
man.
George Harmonica Smith was playing harp.
And tell that story. What happened?
Well, I was playing with Tim Davis and Curly Cook, which was Tim Davis and the Corderas, and we were doing like high school dances and stuff, like in Peoria or somewhere near Chicago. So Muddy played from like 9 to 3 in the morning at Big John's in Old Town there. And I would drive from our gig and get there around 12:30 or 1 in the morning to watch Muddy Waters until 3 o'clock. And I went in one night, and I asked Muddy Waters if I could sit in. And he just kind of, no, I'm sorry, thanks anyway, you know. So I showed up the next night, because we had three nights booked wherever we were with Tim and the Corderas. So I showed up the second night, and I went up to him, and he remembered me, and I said, Muddy, do you think is there any chance I could sit in with the band? You know, and I was this 23-year-old white kid, and I don't know what he probably thought I was going to be. That'll be the day or something.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Buddy Holly. But so I showed up a third night, and Jim Peterman was with me, who was playing in the band at that time. And I went up again, and I said, Muddy, do you think I could maybe sit in? And he looks at me, and he says, okay. And he hands me this old red Telecaster that he was playing.
His guitar.
Yeah, his guitar. And he goes in the back and plays pool. And so I do two songs with his band. I was a nervous wreck, you know. I remember I did Going to Chicago and Strange Things Are Happening, which was a great Junior Parker song that Percy Mayfield had written.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a nervous wreck. And they ended the set with that. Oh, and while I was sitting in, James Cotton sat in on harp.
Oh, man. Because
he had already been with Muddy. And anyway, after we finished, this is one of the highlights. It's a memory I'll never forget. You know, Otis Spann and George Harmonica Smith came up to me, and they were saying nice things about my playing and my singing. And Otis Spann said to me, and this is what I've remembered forever, he just looked at me, he said, you got the feeling, kid. And it was like, Otis Spann said that to me, and
yeah.
George Harmonica Smith was saying nice things. And I remember I drove home that night back to Milwaukee, and I was leaving for the service in 3 weeks. So
oh, no.
I woke my parents up. It was like 6:30 or 7 in the morning, and I'm shaking them, and I said, I played with Muddy Waters. I played with Muddy Waters. And I remember my mom and dad going, get out of here. Leave me alone. You know? But, I mean, I couldn't sleep for days, you know?
Oh, sure.
And the same night, Nick Revenitis was in the club.
Damn.
And he was putting together a band for James Cotton. He said, we want to compete with Paul Butterfield.
Wow.
And he asked me if I would be interested in playing guitar with James Cotton. And, of course, I'm going, and I said, I would love to, but I'm leaving for the service in 3 weeks. And so that was the end of
that. Wow.
And Luther Tucker got the gig. And we did shows with them a few years ago when I came out to California at the Fillmore Auditorium of James Cotton.
Sure.
AB Sky opened up for James Cotton.
Oh, man.
And
what
Luther
a
Tucker
trip.
Was his guitar player.
Yeah.
And Luther, you know, Luther did a far better job than I could have done at that
Of course,
point.
And Alberto Gianquinto was in that band, too.
He had a really good band. This was like 68, 9.
Yeah,
you
Francis
know.
Clay on drums.
I don't remember if Francis was with James Cotton or not.
He made the records.
Yeah.
talking to Denny Geyer, local guitar player, came out here from Milwaukee in 1968 and never left.
Yeah.
Played every venue that you can imagine between the upper Bay Area and all the way probably down to wherever. I mean, you've been toured the world with Queen Ida and...
Yeah.
Man, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
We've been talking all week like this too. Let's play some more off these CDs you got, and then we got to talk about this.
Yeah,
about Jimi Hendrix talking about AB Sky. But what do you got queued up right now?
I'm not sure. Which one are we on here?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all music.
Okay. I mean,
just two old folks playing around with some CDs. We're having a little record party.
Let's see, and
remember too, tomorrow night tune in at midnight for Shiny Mike, the return of Shiny Mike. He used to have a show called The Blues Wizard here, and he's going to be back on the air every Sunday night at midnight right here on KZSU. The show's called The No Way to Say Show. and starts at midnight on Sunday, so or the first hours of Monday. And he's playing it all, big bands to blues, classic rock to R&B, funk, roots, jammers, all of it. Tune it in, and you'll have a ball on late Sunday night. We ready to go?
Got it.
Which one?
It's a song I wrote called I Want to Get to Heaven.
All right.
Fat Chance.
Well, I'm a married man who's gambling with the devil himself. Yeah, I'm a married man, I'm gambling with the devil himself. Cause I've got a lover at the Paradise Hotel. Well, I wanna get to heaven, but I ain't doing too well. I think she's doing voodoo, cause I'm under her spell. I said I think she's doing voodoo, I'm under her spell.
Tune called Keep On Trying.
just can't give up.
Sometimes it's hard just to get along. Brotherhood, we sure as motherhood, there'd be so little that could go wrong. You can't expect to get ahead if you're moving along like you're driving with your brakes on. Put no holes on yourself, but you will find that it's yourself that you let down.
Just 2 years ago, my uncle, he was lying in dining bed. See, he never gave in, and he never gave up, and that's why. Thank you.
live in San Francisco, 1972. The Dennis Geyer Band, short-lived. That band lasted, what, 10 months, you said, Denny?
Yeah, just about 10 months. We couldn't live off of 20 bucks a night.
Or like Bobby used to say, the gig pays two bills, a 20 and a 5.
I like that. I always say a lot to, you know, if we have a good gig with somebody, you know, I always look at the guys while we're packing up and I say, you know, man, I could do this for a living. You know, this is fun, you know, if we only got paid for it.
Yeah, right. That was a live radio broadcast of you and your band from 1972, and you can't remember the room, but it was definitely a room in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff. Never got released,
but thank
goodness that you got a copy of it and saved it, because that is a true treasure, a B.B. King tune, a B.B. King classic there, Understand.
Yeah.
And we also heard
a song called Keep on Trying, which I wrote.
Tough stuff, amazing tough stuff. Denny Geyer has been our guest for the entire 3 hours. We're getting ready to wrap it up. Going to get into some other stuff, but tell this this Jimi Hendrix story. Jimi Hendrix was interviewed, and they asked him if he'd seen any new talents.
Yeah, this goes back to the AB Sky days. This was in like fall, maybe November of 1968, and we were playing the Whiskey of Go-Go in L.A., and we were doing three nights with Three Dog Night. They were releasing their album, their first album, and it had like four hits on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we opened up for Three Dog Night, and I remember Jimi Hendrix came in, and of course, that place was a hangout for celebrities, so he could walk in, and people just kind of left him alone, because there would be, you know, television people there, film people there, recording artists. It was a hangout for celebrities. So Hendrix sat at the bar and watched us and listened to us, and then he left. And then he came in the next night. Same thing, sat at the bar, left. And then the third night, he came in with his guitar. And we had opened up for Three Dog Night, and then we were going to do a whole nother show. So he came up to me, and he asked if he could sit in. And I said, are you any good? And no, I didn't really say that. You know, I mean, I knew who he was. But to me at that time, you know, I was so just steeped in the traditional, you know, T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters, B.B. King,
mm-hmm.
traditional blues thing, urban blues thing, that to me, Jimi Hendrix was this crazed guitar player.
Yeah, a whole other world.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he was a huge star already. He had two albums out, and he was actually breaking up his trio, and he was putting together the Band of Gypsies with Buddy Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he asked if he could sit in, and he did, and he played Hoochie Coochie Man and one other song, and I can't remember what it was. But what I remember is that, you know, he had no pedals or anything. He had a white Strat, and I was, you know, I watched him, and I'm going, this guy can really play. You know, it's like all the stuff that I had heard, like this crazy, you know, I mean, from Purple Haze, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Purple Haze was a mystery, because I wanted to do I Just Want to Make Love to You by Muddy Waters.
Right, right.
But he played, and he was great, and he was very sweet, very kind, very generous. And then,
so you have this article from back then.
Yeah. 3 months later, I'm reading Billboard magazine, and there's an interview with Jimi Hendrix. The writer's name was Alan Walsh. It came out in January of 69, and he says in here, they ask him if Jimmy had seen any bands that he liked recently.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'd like people in Britain to hear about them now before they happen, so they know what to expect. There's a group called Lee Michaels. You know, he had that
sure.
girl, you know. And he said, there's a groovy blues group called AB Sky, which is dynamite. And there's an outfit called CTA, which could blow a few minds in England. And, of course, CTA was Chicago Transit Authority, which
later became Chicago.
Soon after that, changed the name to Chicago.
So he was talking you guys up. Jimi Hendrix was talking you guys up.
And, you know, MGM had turned us down for a contract. And I don't know if this is true or not, but in those of us in the band at that time thought, because it was soon after this article came out, that
they called
MGM,
you back?
They called us back, and they said, let's talk some more. And we got the deal. We signed to MGM Records, and 3 months later, we were doing that first album.
Amazing stories. That's real history right there. You're hearing it right here on Blues of the Feeling on KZSU. Make sure to stay tuned for it. I might possibly be a brand new show, Controlled Chaos with J-Rod. Get your metal and rock fix coming up right after this show. What do we got next, Danny?
This is a CD I released about a year and a half ago, and it's all original tunes. And we'll do one here called Crazy Enough. And then I'd like to do that duet that I did with Queen Ida.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
crazy about me.
Hello, baby.
She's crazy about me.
Well, thank you, baby. I'll take that.
So crazy about me.
So good to me. So good to me.
She's crazy about me. She's crazy about me.
Denny Geyer. You can see him playing around town with the Lisa Kindred Band. You can see him playing with Mal Sharp sometimes.
Yeah.
Where else, Denny?
Also with a wonderful flute player, Mindy Kantor.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone else who calls.
Now, you don't have a website, but there is an email address if folks want to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Why don't you give that up right now?
Yeah, it's dwgeyer, G-E-Y-E-R, at yahoo.com. And I can sell my CDs over, you know, if you email me, I can get the CDs out to you if you liked some of the things you heard today.
Sure, definitely. And soon you will have a website, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get a website. People have been telling me for years to get a website. I still have a telephone with a cord on it. So, you know.
You mean your phone doesn't take pictures?
Yeah, right. And I write with a pencil and paper. So it's like, you know.
Way old school. What do you got coming up work-wise? Any club dates that we might want to know about?
Well, we do three nights a month with the Lisa Kindred Band, which, you know, we play some of the cuts. It's a real, real fine blues
band. At the Saloon.
Yeah, and our buddy Willie Reiser's in that band.
Mm-hmm.
And I work generally once a month, the first Sunday of each month, with Mal Sharp at the No Name Bar in Sausalito.
Okay.
But we're not doing February because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
There's no point in playing from 3 to 5.
That's right.
And with Mindy, it's pretty much when she calls and comes up with something. And I play about 20 senior gigs myself. I do, you know, go in for an hour and play for the old folks that are my age.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the future, Denny? What's going on? Any projects we should know about?
No, I'm driving home after this. We're having. I'm recording all the time. I'm writing. I bought a home studio 6-7 years ago, and of all the songs I'd written for like the last 35 years, I'm going in and recording them because I never had the money to go in the studio and do it. So I'm doing them all at home. I have my friends come over. I pay them to play on the records, and that's what we're listening to right now.
That's very cool. Very cool. And a listener called in and wanted to know where the name AB Sky came from.
Yeah.
And what we'll say is, because we're short on time, what we'll say is it's a mystery that the band came up with, and to this day nobody really knows.
No,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah, AB was our Asian Ken Adamati. People used to call him AB. I don't know even where that came out of Ken Adamati.
And the sky part came out of nowhere.
We were driving out. We bought a new green Dodge van, and we had enough money for 2 months. We said if we can't get something going in 2 months, we're driving back to Wisconsin. And I've been out here ever since.
That's a trip. Denny Geyer, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Bert. It's been a pleasure.
For real. This show will go up on the internet on Radio for All. And for future listeners, we'll let you know the link and how you can get to it. And you'll be able to pass this on to your friends. So we're going to go out one last tune. Denny Geyer and Queen Ida doing a duet. What's it called, Denny?
It's called Bayou Moon. It's a song I wrote for when we were working together.
All right.
But we just recorded it a year and a half ago.
Beautiful. And stand by for Controlled Chaos with J-Rod.
I still remember when I was a child. You were the first love to set my heart on fire. Strolling in hand under the bayou moon. Shoot, shoot. Oh, I was 15. You were
the same. I knew someday I'd take your name. We confessed our love for each other under the bayou moon. Shoo, shoo. Crickets sang a lover's tune. I wish now and then we were back there again. The bayou.